It's For Your Eyes Only, a Pittsburgh Symphony Gala from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Anne-Sophie Mutter joining Manfred Honeck at Heinz Hall. Anne-Sophie Mutter will play the Concerto No. 1 in G minor by Max Bruch. Anne-Sophie Mutter recorded the Bruch Concerto with the Berlin Philharmonic and Herbert von Karajan when she was a teenager.
I must have been something like 15 or 16.
16 years old. And you remember the session?
I do remember the Mendelssohn Concerto, which we also recorded
together
with the Bruch, where we had a little confrontation concerning the tempis of the last movement. But the Bruch just went along nicely. And, you know, it's one of the violin concertis which is connected with Joseph Joachim. Dvořák, Brahms, and Bruch. It's just amazing what this man, this Hungarian violinist, composer, and teacher has really done in terms of inspiring composers. And the Dvořák Concerto he actually never performed, although Dvořák, the poor man, was revising it for over 2 years. The Bruch Concerto, the first one in G minor, which became world famous, I guess, also because of the Adagio, which holds one of the most beautiful melodic lines in the entire violin repertoire. That concerto he also tinkered with. Bruch had to do quite a few changes to please Joachim. And interestingly enough, I think the world premiere was about 12 years before the Brahms Concerto came along. If it wouldn't have been for Joachim, you know, the piece would look different. It's just wonderful music to play, to delve in, because it's very violinistic. And it shows all the great qualities a string instrument as the violin has. You know, tonal colors. You have this romantic theme in the second movement. You have a very Hungarian tune in the last movement. It's very dazzling. I think for a gala where everybody is really tuned into a very festive evening, a more if one might say, fun evening, there is no better repertoire than the Bruch G minor.
Anne-Sophie Mutter said she sometimes had different ideas than Herbert von Karajan, and that her own ideas have changed over the decades since her teenage recording for DG. The first Max Bruch Concerto was completed in 1866, and the first performance took place on April 24, 1866. Otto von Königsluff was the soloist, with Max Bruch conducting. Max Bruch then set about considerably revising his concerto with help from violinist Josef Joachim. Joachim gave the premiere in Bremen on the 5th of January, 1868.
And now, the moment we have all been waiting for, our guest this evening is, in my opinion, the greatest violinist in the world. She is herself a great friend of our orchestrion, having performed with us on tour many times throughout the world. Ladies and gentlemen, For Your Eyes and Ears Only, please welcome Miss Anne-Sophie Mutter.
Thank you.
the Concerto No. 1 in G minor by Max Bruch, played by Anna Sophie Mutter with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Manfred Honeck was the conductor. Max Bruch sold the score to the publisher Simrock outright for a small lump sum. He kept a copy of his own. At the end of the First World War, Bruch was destitute, having been unable to enforce the payment of royalties for his other works because of the chaotic worldwide economic conditions. Bruch sent his autograph to the duo pianists Rose and Ottilie Sutro, for whom he'd written his concerto in A-flat minor for two pianos and orchestra. The idea was that they would sell it in the United States and send him the money. Bruch died in October of 1920 without ever receiving a dime. The Sutro sisters decided to keep the score for themselves, but they claimed to have sold it. They sent Bruch's family some worthless German paper money as the alleged proceeds of the sale. In 1949, they sold the autograph score to Mary Flagler Carey, whose collection, including the Bruch Concerto, now resides at the Pierpont Morgan Library in New York City. The day the performance you just heard took place was a special day for Anna-Sophie Mutter. It was her daughter's birthday.
Tomorrow is a particular special day, not only because it's the gala opening of the new season here in Pittsburgh, but it is the 23rd birthday of my daughter, Arabella, and it's the first time I'm not at home to celebrate with her. No. And if it wouldn't be for Pittsburgh and Manfred Honeck, I would have never done it, but she gave me permission. So I will celebrate in her honor tomorrow.
Well, can we invite her to come to Pittsburgh?
Yes, we must call
She's
her.
She's having hot
phone.
Parties at home.
We must call her on the mobile phone to find out what she's up to. Oh, my.
Anna-Sophie Mutter said she made her family sacrifice for the listeners at Heinz Hall and for you, dear listener. You're tuned to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham with you. Anna-Sophie Mutter was born in Rheinfelden in Baden. She began her international career as a soloist in 1976 at the Lucerne Festival, and a year later made her Salzburg debut at the Whitson Concerts with Herbert von Karajan. In January of 2015, Anna-Sophie Mutter was named an honorary fellow at Oxford University's Keble College. In October 2013, she was inducted into the American Academy of Arts and Sciences as a foreign honorary member. There are many awards on her shelf, including the Medal of the Lutosławski Society of Warsaw. She has been a champion of Witold Lutosławski's music. In 2012, she was given the Atlantic Council's Distinguished Artistic Leadership Award, and she received the Brahms Prize, the Erich Fromm Prize, and the Gustav Adolf Prize for her social involvement in 2011. Anna-Sophie Mutter told me she loves a good movie and recommended one she's seen lately, Monsieur Claude and His Daughters, the original title in French, Qu'est-ce qu'on a fait au bon Dieu? The plot revolves around a Catholic French couple who see their lives turned upside down when their four daughters get married to men of different regions and origins. Philippe de Chauveron is the director.
The French make wonderful films. I don't know if you have seen the film about the friendship of a man in the wheelchair and his caretaker. That was another really beautiful film about a difficult life situation. So other than X-Men, there are artsy films out there which I'm also watching.
Good deal. Maestro, have you been to a movie recently?
I have a lot of movies, live movies at home, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
With a new grandchild.
But sometimes I have time to go with my kids, and the film you just mentioned,
yeah,
my
I
kids
think you
knew
would
that
enjoy it.
They told me
very
already,
charming.
So it's on my list. And but I also love very much to see documentations, and this is also wonderful for me.
It's easy to see the movie in your mind while listening to Anna-Sophie Mutter play the violin. She's visited Pittsburgh often. In November of 1993, she played the violin concerto by Alban Berg at Heinz Hall. Alban Berg might have written music for a movie. The central interlude in the second act of his opera Lulu was originally intended to accompany a film sequence showing Lulu's imprisonment and subsequent escape. Oliver Stone used Alban Berg's opera Wozzeck for his soundtrack to the movie Natural Born Killers, and the Berg Violin Concerto tells a tragic tale which might work well on the silver screen, that of the too early death of the daughter of Alma Mahler and her architect husband, Walter Gropius. Their daughter was Manon, who died from polio at age 18. Alban Berg set his opera Lulu aside to write the concerto, which he dedicated to the memory of an angel. Here is the emotional finale of the Berg Violin Concerto, which represents the transfiguration of the spirit of Manon after her short life. Charles Dutoit conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Anna-Sophie Mutter Violin. The Violin Concerto by Alban Berg with Anna Sophie Mutter playing the violin. Charles Dutoit conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in November of 1993 at Heinz Hall. The Violin Concerto was the last music Alban Berg wrote. Its first performance took place after Berg died, when Louis Krasner, who commissioned the music, played the solo part on the 19th of April 1936 in the Palau de la Música in Barcelona. Anton Weber was supposed to be the conductor, but at the last minute he declined. It's not certain whether he couldn't cope with the subject matter of the music or whether he was ill. In any case, Hermann Scherchen happened to be there for the festival and was drafted at the 11th hour. The first time he saw the score was at 11 p.m. the night before the premiere, and the next morning there was time for only half an hour rehearsal. Alban Berg never had time to review the score and correct any errors. That was done in the 1990s by Professor Douglas Jarman, the principal lecturer in academic studies at the Royal Northern College of Music in Manchester, England. The premiere of the revised version was given in Vienna in 1996, with Daniel Hope as soloist. If you follow Anna Sophie Mutter on Facebook, you know she enjoys the sublime and the ridiculous. So in thinking of Manfred Honeck's Austrian and Anna Sophie Mutter's Bavarian family ties, I asked them if they'd ever seen Hopping Lederhosen. If you haven't seen Hopping Lederhosen, the advertising copy on Amazon reads, "Helmut, your pants are dancing. Nothing quite says pure Bavarian goofiness like a nice pair of Hopping Lederhosen." There's no actual Bavarian inside, you understand, just the literally standalone peripatetic pants. Wind them up, watch them hop around the desk or the Brauhaus tabletop. The happy sort of short trouser stands 3.5 inches tall with suspenders. Unterhalten, ja?
I don't know if we could wind it up for you. Ever
I
seen them?
See.
You will wind it up.
I've seen hopping teeth.
And then they
I've
hop about. I don't know if it'll work for us now. Yeah, there they go. You ever seen the hopping?
That is a gesture for our costumes next time around.
For your eyes only.
Yeah,
really. For your eyes only.
It stays in this room, I hope. At least the look on the Lederhosen.
We've never gotten Maestro in the Lederhosen, so we must do that.
Well.
All right, another time.
Johannes Brahms may have relaxed in Lederhosen, but there is no photograph to prove it. We do have the joyous finish to his violin concerto, which Anna Sophie Mutter performed in Pittsburgh on February 5, 2010, with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. That was February 5, 2010, with Anna Sophie Mutter playing the violin concerto by Johannes Brahms. The finale, Allegro Giocoso. It was a joyous occasion to have Anna Sophie Mutter play the Bruch Concerto No. 1 at Heinz Hall, along with Manfred Honeck conducting Smetana's The Moldau, the Richard Strauss Dance of the Seven Veils. Music by Sergei Prokofiev. And Finlandia by Jean Sibelius. Jim Cunningham wishing you happy listening. I hope you'll be back next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. Remember, there are only two orchestras in the world with their own internet audio service 24 hours a day. You'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can hear it online or in iTunes with your computer or smartphone. The entire season of Pittsburgh Symphony Radio can be found as streaming audio on demand.
I can't believe I have to say goodbye. It must be auf Wiedersehen. I'm so sorry to let you go, but I know you have to get to work. And
let's get to the strudel.
Get the strudel. It's time.
Till we meet again, write for your free program guide. Also in the envelope from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, you'll find the Pittsburgh Symphony paper binoculars. They are terrific for watching the soloist on stage. And they're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Heinz Hall recording engineer, Harold Chambers. Our program is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.